This is Audible.
HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Find Me by Tahereh Mafi, performed by Vikas Adam. Shadow Me. 1. I'm already awake when my alarm goes off, but I haven't opened my eyes yet. I'm too tired. My muscles are tight, still painfully sore from an intense training session 2 days ago, and my body feels heavy, dead. My brain hurts. The alarm is shrill and persistent. I ignore it. I stretch out the muscles in my neck and groan, quietly. The clock won't stop screeching. Someone pounds, hard, against the wall near my head, and I hear Adam's muffled voice shouting at me to shut off the alarm.
Every morning, he shouts. You do this every morning. I swear to God, Kenji, one of these days I'm going to come in there and destroy that thing.
All right, I mumble, mostly to myself. All right, calm down.
Turn it off!
I take a deep, ragged breath, slap blindly at the clock until it stops blaring. We finally got our own rooms on base, but I still can't seem to find peace. Or privacy. These walls are paper thin, and Adam hasn't changed a bit. Still moody, no sense of humor, generally irritated. Sometimes I can't remember why we're friends. With some effort, I drag myself up into a sitting position. I rub at my eyes, making a mental list of all the things I have to do today, and then, in a sudden, horrible rush, I remember what happened yesterday. Jesus. So much drama in one day I can hardly keep it all straight. Apparently Juliet has a long-lost sister. Apparently Warner tortured Juliet's sister. Warner and Juliet broke up. Juliet ran off screaming. Warner had a panic attack. Warner's ex-girlfriend showed up. His ex-girlfriend slapped him. Juliet got drunk. No, wait. Jay got drunk, and she shaved her head. And then I saw Juliet in her underwear, an image I'm still trying to erase from my mind. And then, as if all that wasn't enough to deal with, after dinner last night, I did something very, very stupid. I drop my head in my hands and hate myself, remembering. A fresh wave of embarrassment hits me, hard. And I take another deep breath, force myself to look up, to clear my thoughts. Not everything is horrible. I have my own room now. A small room, but my own room with a window and a view of industrial AC units. I have a desk, a bed, a basic closet. I still have to share a bathroom with some of the other guys, but I can't complain. A private room is a luxury I haven't had in a while. It's nice to have space at the end of the night to be alone with my thoughts. Somewhere to hang the happy face I force myself to wear even when I'm having a shitty day. I'm grateful. I'm exhausted, overworked, and stressed out, but I'm grateful. I force myself to say it, out loud. I'm grateful. I take a few...